You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's a Slav Lehenes Nitnu. The Gemara talks about Shofar. And let's first just speak out a little. There's Korbanos, as you know, that if you... There's an Issa to use to be Nena. There's an Issa to be Nena from Kotshe Mizbeach. From Kotshe Mizbeach or Kotshe Bedekabayis. And we'll see that the situations where you're over... Besides, and this is then called mi'ila. When you moil b'shoigig, when a person uses or znena from kotchim b'shoigig, so he has to bring a korban mi'ila. So here we're talking about somebody took a shofar, you have a behemoth kotchim, right? You have a behemoth that's designated for kotchim, and he took off the shofar and he uses the shofar. So I'm reviewed, number one. B'shoifer shal oilo yilitka. A person shouldn't blow, right? Shouldn't blow because it's a issa to, as we said, minena from kotchim. V'im taka, but if he does blow, he's yotza, right? So what does it mean? He shouldn't blow. Means he knows that it's, you're telling him it's an oila. He knows it's an oila. So Tosis Taka says, it means is you know about it, so you shouldn't do it because it's an issa. V'im taka means one specific thing. We'll see in the Gemara soon. B'shoigig. Because Gemara is going to say it's a b'mila, and mi'il is only b'shoigig. Let's say he did do it b'mezit, that's a different din. If he did do b'mezit, we'll see. The way Taisa says it is if it's done b'mezit, you're not going to be yaitza. Im taka means you did it b'shoigig. As we go through the Gemara, you'll understand why. What's the difference? Shofar shashlamim. If he did the same thing, Shloifer Shalom, lo yitka, the same thing. Vim taka, he did b'shoigig, lo yotz, he's not yotz. About mezit too, just like Shloifer. My time, what's the difference? The difference like this. The din is that when you moil in some, in Kotshe Mizbeach, in Kotshe Kedoshim, so when you, it goes out, it becomes chulin. It loses its status of Kotshe, right? Rashi goes through that. We don't want to go through the whole Rashi. But it loses its status of kotchim. So therefore, oil bas mila, keeping the maul bas, since he was moil in it, nafkale lechulin, goes out to chulin. And since it goes out to chulin, so therefore you yaitze. It's not clear what's a what. Shlomim, the din is shlomim anad b'nei mi'ila. Rashi over here, another place explains, that's Rashi Sheet in a few places, that by shlomim, since it goes to the bailim eat it, so there's no real din of mi'ila on it, you're going to eat it. So even though right now you haven't been makovit and you haven't gone ahead and said what's the part that the Baal are going to eat, because there's more and there is, but still the Torah says because of that there's no mi'ila, and therefore it stays kotchim. As by shlomim, even if you moil b'shoigig, it stays kotchim. So you did an issa, isur hu derachabu, there's an issa, v'loi nafki achulim. It doesn't go out of chulin. Okay, now, Rabbi asks a posh of the kash, which seems, and of course, you go into what's the hava meaning, but let's see. Maskif la Rabbi. So Rabbi asked on this, Amos mal, when is he mal? Where's the mi'ila? What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong by blowing into the shefer? Because he used it, right? Lebasa the taka, after he blew it. But kika taka be sura taka. In other words, what are you telling me? That by oila he's yotza. What do you mean he's yotza? How's he yotza? Because it's not, it's chulin and chulin is fine. When he blew it, it was kotchim. So if it was kotchim, right? So he was doing an issa, and therefore he's not yotza.
Why can't you say when he picks it up, he gets the hanbah? Maybe that's what he said. Chulin.
Because that's not an issa. There's nothing wrong with being magbiya chulin. It's using it. That's a called usage. Right, that's not called being nena from it. You aren't nena anything. Picking up is not called anna. So that's his kasha. Elam Rava, echadze lo yotza. First he said, he's talking both and not yotza. Now it's, in the Gemara is very sosom. Why is he not, okay, good, we understand. He did something wrong. He did wrong, that's what Rava is saying. Or even according to Rav Yehuda, in Shlomim, since it stays me'ila, He's not yaitza because he did something wrong. What's wrong with doing something? I mean, wrong to do something wrong because he did something wrong. But why are you not yaitza? Why are you not yaitza? What's the problem?
This was
Mitzvah b'aveira. So you learn that the pshat over here is mitzvah b'aveira. Okay, so we'll see. So we're assuming that the pshat is that the reason you're not yoytze by using the shayfer shel oila or shayfer shel shlomim. In other words, for instance, when we said toka yotza, so Tosafot says b'mezid avada you're not yoytze because it doesn't go out to chulin. But that means you're telling me you're not yoytze. Why not yoytze? So you're all saying mitzvah b'aveira. Whoever's going to assume that's the pshat in the Gemara. Let's first see the end of Gemara, which is we're not really doing mitzvahs lav dehenes, but I didn't know what good title to give it. So Amar Rava, then Rava said, Hada Hama, then he said, Echad zev, echad zev yotza, mitzvahs lav lehenes nutnu. Mitzvahs are not given to be nen. Rashi over there says that the reason mitzvahs lav lehenes nutnu, it's an interesting Rashi, is because Mitzvah's not given you to have a geshmak. They were given as a yoke. Right? Mitzvah is given a yoke. Just my mamuzger, parenthetically, a story that with the Avnei Nezer. It told us of Avnei Nezer that he once came to Shver, the Kotzke Rebbe, and he asked the Makasha. Makasha was like this. Mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, because what does that mean? You don't get any anah. What's the anah you're getting? A mitzvah. A mitzvah is not called anah. You're not getting anah. So the Avnei Nezer asked the Shver, he says, we know like all over Shas, a lot of times, for instance, Avodah Zarah, right, Sandy? You're not allowed to, 3 days before the Chagah, you're not allowed to do business with Akum, right? Because Shema Azul v'maydel Avodah Zarah. What can't you do with him? You can't buy from him, he makes money. You can't even collect a debt from him. What's wrong collecting a debt? We would say collecting that debt. So what does Gemara say? Gemara says, because he's happy, he got rid of the debt, right? There's a fellow I know, some of us might know him from Farakah from many years ago. So he yarshened a lot of money in Yerushalayim. And he has a Gemach fund, lends out money to people in Yerushalayim. So he says, it's a terrible thing since he did that. Why? He says, every time he walks the street, other people cross the other side. They don't want to see him, right? They don't want to see him. He says everybody's forget. You owe the guy money, but if you pay him, there's a certain simcha to it. Right? The Gemara says simcha. Afa pisha atzav lachas money. Right now he's happy. He got rid of a debt. So the Avnei Nezer asked him, okay, good. La oil al tzavareihem. In a knami it's an oil, but lamaisi you feel now I can do what I want. I have a mariv, now I can do what I want, right? So he says, that's a simcha, you're getting on no. In other words, the etzim kima mitzvah is not on no, right? Mitzvahs are not, but you're getting on no. So they say the Kotzke Rebbe sell them, zakasha, such a kasha, dafim fregen itchamaya varshu. You have to ask the chedushirim, itchamaya varshu, go to his. Where he's staying there. He was staying in Kotsk then. He was learning. So he goes to the stancia where he's staying. And he sees the Chedushirim sitting on his porch. He's learning. And he's punk learning this Gemara. Right? The brother, right? So he says, He says, Shenitna al oilat savareyim. Over the Chedush says, Vos geis the mifreg. And what are you going to ask me? By doing the mitzvah, he goes ahead and takes off the oil. That's anah. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. You have no way to get out of mitzvahs. One mitzvah brings another mitzvah. You still have another mitzvah on you. Whatever, this is what's called mitzvahs lav lehenes, which basically means that if a person has a kiyum of a mitzvah, it's not called anah. And the Gemara goes later on, again, we're not learning the etzem sugya. I just want to focus more on this, what you're saying, mitzvah b'aveira. But for instance, the Gemara says, amudar anah mechaveira. I can't make a neder. I won't have anah from you. You can't do for me all kinds of things, but you could blow a shofar, right? I was mudar enough from a shofar. I could use the shofar to have anah. Machlokes Rishayim, which again, we're not going into, what if you get a physical anah while you're doing it, right? Yeshiva sukkah lai. I made a nether, the tchal, in a way that's tchal, that I don't sit in a sukkah, right? Good, so I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. Right? It's a nice day, I want to sit in the sukkah. Don't talk about let's call it a gazebo, right? But lamaisa, it's a kosher sukkah. Can I sit in there for the mitzvah? So it could be not, because besides the fact that I'm getting a mitzvah, I'm also getting a nah. It's not so hot. It's cooler in the sukkah than staying outside. So that's a machoikis we should. But anyway, let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. That's a different mitzvah. And then when Stam also, one knows the Aveneza and the Kedama to Igloital. So he talks about Torah, it doesn't have, he brings Poiskim, the Torah doesn't have a din mitzvah, because Torah was given for Hana. So Torah was given for Hana. So, that's, I guess, where we all learn, Baruch Hashem. We're able to come to learn. Anyway, that's the Gemara. Yeah, is it?
How is it Eidna?
What? What do you mean?
Because the mitzvah of Avodah means you're doing it at the same time. But the minute you start blowing, right, the second, the din mila.
Oh, so let's, very good. Let's see the two we have. Shlomim de lavne milininu. So therefore, lo yitkev im tokol yatz. Koshili. Ahecha de toka be'issa le yatzah. Al kochach. What's the reason not yatzah? Mishum de hevelim mitzvah baver, like you all assumed. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says you're not yatzah. What is this lo yatzah? Why not? You did something wrong. You're not yatzah. The only thing we can think of, because we have a Gemara in Sukkah that's called mitzvah veri. Steal a lulav and use it. So you to be yaitzah mitzvah, you're not yaitzah mitzvah avera. Taisa says, eat matzah, that's tevil, you're not yaitzah mitzvah avera. So over here also, kedama b'reish per gimel asukah, the high time a lulav a gozel, carbon a gozel psulin. Taisa asks, hasam per kama, the nafkalei, the Gemara learns out, sukah gzula psula, right, mechaga sukah tasalacha, has to be yours, not stolen. So, that's Taisus Kasha. All the Rishayim is Kasha. The time of the mitzvah of Vera ain't a minute time of Darbana. It's only Dindarbana. So since it's Darbana, let's first go with that. Vahashta, Kivin the Minatari Yotza, Afil Betaka Oila, Beisar, Bakocha Mal, Kivin the Yotza Minatari. The reason he was Mal is because he was Yaitza min HaTaira. In other words, what did he get? Because he was Yaitza min HaTaira. V'hashta, so therefore, my kasha la Rava, so what was Rava's kasha? Amos Baal, the boss of the Taka. V'chi Paska, the Rebuda, lo Mayriel, betaka, communion, tkiya, shal Taira, v'tzimtzum. Ad Rabba, uche de milsa, tka Yaisa. The Gemara says, lama taika v'chayzen, taika le'er b'avsad, you take care more. So therefore, for the three heaven, really you were Yaitza ready, right? You were Yaitza Minatayr, Yaitza Midarbani, not Yaitza. So since you're Yaitza, you're Mal. Right? You're Mal. Now what happens? You keep blowing it. Right? You keep blowing it. So he says, so what was bothering Rava? Why he says, Amos Malabasa de Taka, right? And he shouldn't be Yaitza. Who says he's talking about? In other words, we know that you blow Shaifa not only. We call 30 koilas, just it's a suffix, but let's call 30. We blow 60, really. We blow 100 as a minig, but twice the ring's a minig. But we blow 30 before Shemoneh Esrei, we the 30 in Shemoneh Esrei, right? So, for the Turi Evan, Sameli says like this, Adrabba, Uchel Milsit Ka Yaisa, right? Like Gemara Salama Taiken. So what happened over here, right? He says over here, by blowing the Shofar originally, right, when he blew the sheif originally, he's not yaitza because he's a mitzvah baba veira, right? That din is darbanus. He was yaitza, so he's mal. And once happens when he was mal, so like Rava asks, Rava, right? Rava asks that it went out to chulin. So it did go out to chulin, because you know what was Rava's kasha? When does it go out to chulin after yaitza? Punk fakad. He says it was you were not yaitza. You were yaitza midaraisa. The raisa you yaitza the mitzvah. Midorabanan means you're yaitza deraisi, just not yaitza midorabanan, right? So he says, who cares? No maisa midoraisi yaitza. You're right, you have to blow again to be yaitza midorabanan. But you were yaitza already. And since you were yaitza, that means you used it, you got hana. At this point, we don't know mitzvah lavlan is nidu. So if you use it, you got hana, for the Turi Evan. So who cares right now that you're only moil afterwards? But right now, it became chulin, and therefore, when you keep blowing, you should be yaitz at rest because it's chulin. That's his kasha, right? Which is not his kasha. We'll see. Okay, so he goes into his mefalpel on this. This is the next paragraph is a separate paragraph. Yesh loyma. This is basically his kasha. So here, the Turi Evan says a whole new pshat in this gemara, and the shaila is how to understand this Turi Evan. Let's first. Or it's like this. Why is this called a mitzvah baba veira? Why is this called a mitzvah baba veira? Because you did an aveira by blowing the shofar. You did an aveira by blowing the shofar. And therefore, if you did an aveira by blowing the shofar, So why should you get a mitzvah? You don't get a key of mitzvah when you do an aveira. Let's take the case. You ate matzah shel tevel, so you did an aveira of eating tevel. Why should you get the key of mitzvah of matzah? You're not returning, let's assume, you're not returning the lulav gozel, so you're doing an issa right now of not being meshur gzeilo, because you once stole it, let's say, and therefore you're being a mitzvah through an aveira, you're not being kind of mitzvah. Zok the tur of it. So that's a din derabbanan. Comes along the tur of it and says, that's in that case. But let's, in other words, what do we say when we say you're not yoitza matzah shel tevel, you're not yoitza lulav gozel, you're not yoitza carbon gozel? What are you left with? What are you left with now? So what are you left with if you're not yoitza? You're left with an aveira. That's why it's on a mitzvah, because you didn't. In other words, an aveira is there regardless of the key of mitzvah or not. You stole. You're mekayim the mitzvah, that's because it's din derabbanan. Midaraisa, you're mekayim, midarabbanan, you're not. But an aveira you did, you can't get out of the aveira. Over here, let's just speak it out first. What's the aveira that you did? What's the aveira you did? What? Me'ila. Why was it called that you did me'ila?
Because you used it.
Meaning for what?
For the mitzvah.
Oh, for the mitzvah. So now what do you want to say? That you're not yoitza. So if you're not yoitza, me'ila what? You never used it. So what at the end are you left with? Nothing. You didn't do an aveira. The only reason it's called an aveira, right? The only reason. What? Blowing. What? There's nothing wrong with blowing. Blowing is not an issa. Like the Rambam says, there's no issa gezel on coil. You didn't do anything wrong, right? I didn't do anything wrong. It's
that
called.
That blows in it just make music. I mean, so it's not yet in the mitzvah.
Yeah, but over here it's not. All you get is the mitzvah. You don't have. It's not called music at this point. We'll assume it's not called music. Right? So therefore, what anah did you get over here? The anah you got was a mitzvah. So you say, oh, if you got a mitzvah, you did something wrong. You got anah. Therefore, you did an aveira. So therefore, you're not yaitzah. So if you're not yaitzah, you didn't do anything wrong. Zok to Tereb. Yei Shleima. Heichi Amar. The time of the mitzvah of Aveira min HaTorah less than ba, that, you know, min HaTorah, it's not a chasar. In other words, the whole din of mitzvah of Aveira is learned out from a posik in Tanakh. So Mimela, it's a smach, it's a dorbanan. Hani Mili, Zok to Tereb. Heicha Shaveira Nasis V'nigmara Kvar. It was done. You did an Aveira. There's nothing to talk about. You stole. You ate Tevil. Right? You did an aveira. Vihi goremes, and that aveira, the stealing, the eating, goremes, that brings about the mitzvah. Shabbat al yadav, ala achazman, kagoin sukkot tzitzis gzulin. Da afila tema de ein yetzah chavas al mitzvah, begezel zeh, afila hachi still ein aveira mesukkin al yadav zeh. The bein yoitzer de chavasa bein any yoitzer. Whether you say he's yoitzer, whether he's not yoitzer, right? If he's yoitzer midraisa, he's any yoitzer de bana, or you say it is a deraisa, like some Yishayim argue on Taisus. Taisus himself is mashu one place, he argues on that. Any yoitzer de chavasa de gezelze, mekom makom loinis rabba veloinis mat issa shel gezel. You haven't added anything. By doing the mitzvah is not what made the issa. The aveira is not the sibas of mitzvah. Aveira. I'm sorry. The mitzvah is not the sibas of the aveira. The aveira is there regardless of the mitzvah. You did an aveira. You stole. You ate tevil. That's in those cases. Masha ain came betkiyah shayfer shel oila ain iser zeh shel miila nasis v'nigmeris el yadei mitzvah shel tkiyah. Over here, you didn't do an aveira. The only reason it's called aveira is because you did a mitzvah. It's not called a mitzvah abal yedei aveira. It's aveira abal yedei mitzvah, if we just can coin such a phrase. The aveira came about because you did a mitzvah. Other places, you did an aveira, and therefore you got a mitzvah. You stole, you got the mitzvah of lulav. You ate tevil, therefore you got the mitzvah of matzah. So it's a mitzvah abal yedei aveira. Over here, you didn't do anything wrong, right? But over here you didn't do it.
But you did do a ma'isa mitzvah. But technically,
yeah, but it's not.
You blew shayfer.
Okay.
But technically, because of mitzvah baba vira, you're not yoitza.
Good. But where's the something wrong? You can't call this thing wrong. You can only say it's wrong if you did a mitzvah. Let's take like the Gemara itself, Sukkah says. You took a lulav that's shalavay dezara. You took a lulav shalavay dezara. I know that's not a good case. You took let's see, would be a case of mitzvah over there. In Shreif, you didn't, over there you didn't do an action. But okay, this case, what is the aveira exactly? The aveira is, right? Okay, avoid the zara, right? Lulav shel avoid the zara. No, no, the Gemara says that. Gemara, you took a lulav shel avoid the zara. What's wrong with picking up a lulav shel avoid the zara? Nothing wrong. No issue to pick up isur anah. Good. We don't pick up chametz because we're not used to chametz. You might come to eat it, but it's not an issa to pick up chametz. What's wrong with picking up a avoid the zara? Nothing. Batsim. Minadin, right? Elo, what? You're getting a mitzvah. You're being yaitzel lulav. Mitzvah slav lehenes netnu, right? So if you wouldn't say mitzvah slav lehenes netnu, what would be the din? The din would be you're not yaitzel. Same Gemara. Gemara goes through that in Sukkah. So what do you mean you're not yaitzel? Because you didn't avera. What's the avera? What avera did you do? You got a mitzvah. But if I tell you you didn't get a mitzvah.
What is Zohar? It's kitas mefta shiur. It's not worth anything.
You're machaven to the Gemara. It depends. There are certain avera Zohar that you say mitzvah kashiur. Certain avera you don't say mitzvah kashiur. If it belongs to a yid, you don't say mitzvah kashiur. Belongs to a guy, if it belongs to a guy, you don't say mitzvah kashiur. If it belongs to a yid, it does. Right? And the chanami, you're right. That's the Gemara there. Right? That's what the Gemara goes through. But on Koponim, that's what Turban says. Masha enkim betkir shav. Let's proceed. Shaloi le'enis is eshul mi'ilu nasu ngmaras adei mitzvah su shetkir. Dahi amit, if you're going to say any yaitz betkir shav, zem hel enkanes mi'ilu. Dein kan shum anah. He didn't get any anah. El anas mitzvah garemis is mi'ilu. Vikivin de ein yaitze de chavasa leka ana. There's no ana. Umemel mi ila leka. Vi efshe lovi de isamila. Ela in kain toima shiyatza. Vaz hika nas mitzvah. Umemel chal isamila. So there is a isamila. Da nena min a hektar. She was nena. Nimtza ha mitzvah kiyuma. Hi a garemis lovi kan isa ze shumila. Mishum hachis he says punk for cat. You're right, it's not a mitzvah vera. It's worse than a mitzvah vera. In mitzvah bavera, Taisa says, not a deraisa. Over here, you're zichah not yoitza. Mishum hachi en yoitza yedei chavas achleis. Umemela, probably has footnotes on these two reports. Umemela lo rachav alei issa zeshul mi'ila. Hachi nami, shefer shal shlomim nami. Lo rachav issa greida shenem meniklish. What issa did you do? El im kein time at the yatsi de chavasa shutki. The im lo yatsa in kana no. Memele im bo isa shol nana min hekesh. So the Torah even says, for kert, over here, the mitzvah b'avera would be according to, would be the raisa. Because this is not a mitzvah b'avera, this is a avera, right? Shabali de mitzvah. So by us removing the mitzvah, right? By us removing the mitzvah, you didn't do an avera. But other places, by removing the mitzvah, you still did do avera. Over here not. Okay, good. He says, we understand, logically it makes sense. It's different than any other mitzvah vera. And therefore, Turebin says, you're not yet. But now, this is the problem. This is the Shiloh what we're going to get into, or Vicky Vega, how to understand this next part of Turebin. Turebin now brings a Gemara in Tmura. We've gone through this Gemara. We'll say it outside first. If you ever met old Polish Jews, not too many left, but they said, like this sugya of Kol Milsa da Amar Rachmano Lesavi Yavid Lamaani is like a sugya they used to, you know, right away train you to learn like you were 6 years old in Poland. Like that was, you know, like everywhere in Shas is Yavid Lamaani. You know, Kashas from all over. They, you know, I once, there was an Alta Yid used to come around. So he says, you know, that's, they told you all these bomb Kashas, Yavid Lamaani. Here's a kasha, here's a gemara, how do the two things work together, that kasha. And therefore, you went ahead and you had to think, and that's how you learned. You know, that's it. 6 years old, they were already worried about the Yavid Lamahani. They didn't have what we have, that they had to worry about other things. What's the machlaikas? There's machlaikas, Rava and Abaya. Rava says, Kol milsa damar rachmano loy savid, Yavid Lamahani. Anything that the Torah says not to do, if you do it, loy mahani. It doesn't work. Now, of course, it doesn't mean Torah says not to eat chazer. So if I eat chazer, I didn't eat chazer. That's shtus. What do you mean? That's a physical thing. You did. What it means in a metaphysical way. When you talk about a metaphysical way, what is a chalois? Right? It takes an effect. In other words, let's take the Gemara's mashal, which is not true lalacha. The Gemara's two blot, shakratarya, I this case, that case. Each one is an exception, or each one is to each mandama. But let's just take what should be, what they're talking about. Right? A guy, this week's parasha, Taka, a guy's ma'anis and isha, so he has, you know, a psula and a certain age, and therefore he has to marry her. Loisiyah le'isha. Okay? He has to marry her. So he marries her. Now he's a lav. He's not allowed to be megayer. Okay, marry him and divorce her.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.